authorities are warning residents in this area to expect the worst.
It was a terrible highway accident.
And we mentioned the man has a long criminal history.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Good morning. It is Friday. It's April 3rd. It is Good Friday. And tonight begins Passover as well. And here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. Two New York women accused of ISIS-inspired bomb plot were arrested yesterday. 28-year-old Noelle Valencias could not understand why U.S. citizens were traveling overseas to wage jihad when they could simply make history at home by unleashing terrorist attacks. So yesterday, she and her former roommate, 31-year-old Asia Siddiqui, were arrested and accused of planning to build an explosive device for attacks in the United States, according to federal prosecutors. And these women, the pictures that were painted of them, are a part of a disturbing trend in homegrown violent extremism. And they have a 147 victims yesterday. That is the number they are giving us this morning of the people who were killed at the university in Kenya yesterday by Muslim gunmen.
147
in this killing that started at dawn yesterday. And this is the
deadliest. And that was ISIS? Boko Haram.
Well, they are Muslim gunmen is how they are being identified. And they say that they were systematically separating Christians from others and then taking the Christians out. Indiana Governor Mike Pence on Thursday signed into law revisions in the state's divisive Religious Freedom Restoration Act aimed at removing fears that would allow businesses to discriminate against gays and lesbians. The Indiana House voted 66-30, and the Senate voted 34-16 to okay revisions in the Religious Freedom Bill. The NIT championship was played last night, and the Stanford Cardinal beat the Miami Hurricanes, and the March Madness continues tomorrow as the Kentucky Wildcats take on the Wisconsin Badgers. That is the first
poor
game.
Kentucky.
Is the second game.
Why you beat poor Kentucky?
Ooh,
they're undefeated. I'm on the bandwagon.
Yeah,
I know. That's why.
That might go up in flying form. They might say, what happened to our season?
That game is at 7:49. The first game is the Michigan State Spartans against the Duke Blue Devils. And Texas has hired away Shaka Smart away from Virginia Commonwealth to be its next men's basketball coach. And they are saying that Smart was a man who was wanted by a number of teams. He led the Rams to a 163-56 record. And finally, the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight will cost $99, the most in pay-per-view history.
$99?
$99. No.
Is that too much?
Yeah,
not worth it?
No. We waited too long for the fight for them to charge $99. You should get a discount. They should have had this fight 5 years ago.
So this is the high def feed is $89 for the standard definition, both of which are said to be record prices.
I thought it was going to be higher than that.
You can't look at it in standard definition. You're going to miss the punches. You know when you get watch HD, you can't see standard no more? I try to watch standard sometimes. I can't even follow the show. My vision it's just like it go away on me, Steve. I'm like, I can't even see this. But $99.
No. 16 before the hour. This is the TJFS.